This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A broad police reform bill that limits use of force and requires body cams passed the state Senate today. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The proposed law had a lot of objections at the beginning from law enforcement, prosecutors, and Republican members of the state Senate. But after several amendments were added to assuage concerns, almost everyone voted in support of the bill on Tuesday. State Senator Rhonda Field says the bill helps address local problems.
Everybody thinks that this is all about a national issue, but we have police brutality and issues right here in Colorado.
The bill now heads to the State House, where it is expected to pass this week. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Gunnison County health officials say an order to wear masks in public will stay in place for now. KBUT Community Radio's Christopher Biddle reports.
Officials have set color-coded levels of risk, and they have designated the county blue status now. They call that, quote, cautious normal, and that means businesses will need to enforce social distancing, and residents are required to wear face masks in public indoor spaces and outside when social distancing isn't possible. The number of COVID-19 cases are at an all-time low in the county, but even so, officials have said, for the first time, they expect mask-wearing orders to continue until a vaccine is developed. For CPR News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
And coming up on the program, Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt on what he thinks the federal government and lawmakers can do about excessive force by police officers. Then, the Fed has taken unprecedented actions to prop up the economy by flooding the U.S. with trillions of dollars. But that doesn't necessarily mean the money is going to the right places. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And also coming up later in this hour, we'll have a story about how states are interested in Colorado's mail-in ballots system.
It is
61 in Denver, it is 62 in Colorado Springs, 45 in Vail, 66 in Grand Junction, 67 for Pueblo, frost tonight for those of you listening around Vail. This is CPR News.